Our livestock market, step back and take another deep breath. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. That has been the case here for the last couple of days. Our livestock markets, especially the cattle, have taken a breather. Brandon Doherty with Total Farm Marketing, based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
Absolutely. So a couple things I think to keep in mind with the cattle market. Number one, we've been overbought for quite some time. We've just continued to see strength up until kind of the end of last week when we had a little bit of a softer close to end the week. And yesterday's trade, I think, was largely technical in nature. We did break below the 21-day moving average in several of the contracts, and that in live cattle, and that has closed below it for the first time since early July. So maybe triggered some further technical selling there. However, we did also see some concerns about the economy yesterday with negative revisions to a jobs report showing that through March about a little over 900,000 fewer jobs were added. So I think that added some concern about the economy and in addition to the rising beef costs that may have triggered some liquidation on the cattle front.
And he also pointed out when it comes to trade, President Trump made some comments regarding beef prices.
Thing is that I guess President Trump did make some comments that beef prices will go down, quote-unquote, when his policies kick in or his administration's policies kick in.
Well, looking at the hog side of things, we're seeing some two-sided trade. The lead months a little bit higher, a little bit of pressure on the April contracts and lower, but what's the take here on the hog front?
Yeah, so hogs have been relatively strong, even despite the big downward moves in cattle yesterday. Hogs held in there pretty well, and we did see that yesterday cash was up a little over $2, but pork cutouts were down over a little $2. So kind of offsetting there.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.